is Primetime Sports. WGNS, Murfreesboro. On FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450. Streaming worldwide at GoPrimetimeSports.com. And always, always at the game. At the game. It's where you've been having breakfast with the coaches since 1992. The Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner. Exclusively on WGNS Primetime Sports and online at GoPrimetimeSports.com. Brian Barrett and John Dinkins are gathered round the table at Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike for 2 hours of in-depth Rutherford County coaches conversation about our local teams, their most recent games, and their upcoming opponents. Now live from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, your hosts for the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner, Brian Barrett and John Dinkins.
And good morning. Welcome into the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for our coaches conversation this morning, presented by Prentice Allsup Heating and Air. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett. I'm Brian, you're John, right?
That's right.
What's going on this morning?
You're just strange this morning. What's up? I'm stranger than usual.
I mean, really not really sure what's going on, actually.
The host with the most.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. It's the weather.
Is that what it is?
It's the weather, yeah.
I think it's going to be a little kind of rainy, dark.
Well, I was telling you off air before we started, I like these days when it's raining during a coach's show. I don't feel like I'm missing anything, you know? Everybody's out mowing the yard, enjoying life, and I'm here talking. It's fun conversation, but you know, got things to do, people to see.
Yeah. But days like today,
I want to know something.
Is it a nap day?
I've got to ask a question that has nothing to do with sports.
To me?
To you. I'm going to ask you. Well, you're the operations manager at WGNS.
Okay.
As well as a sports broadcaster and the voice of sports in this town.
Uh-huh.
Robert Rickman, he's got a new gig. He's got a new job. I heard it this morning. He's a sidekick.
Oh, to Dr. Pete's Revolution Chiropractic?
That is correct. He's a sidekick. He's like Ed McMahon to Johnny Carson. I mean, it's amazing. Told me he ate garlic today or last week and some tomatoes.
I know. I saw him the other day. I could tell.
Click.
We're gone. Sorry.
Yeah. You know, I love Cup of Joe. You know, I just want to give Robert a plug. You know, and he's on the air, just smooth and just really a real talent.
Absolutely. Just like us, right?
No.
Well.
The show, gradually goes down on Saturday morning, and then we get to Phil Dye. No, I'm just kidding.
No, we've got a lot.
Phil's on today, isn't he?
Yeah. Okay. He'll be on this afternoon.
No football. No MTSU this week.
No, the Braves will play this afternoon, if that's what you call it.
Ooh.
Lost in 10 last night, 8-5. Blown safe for Craig Kimbrell.
Sometimes they catch up with the fastball, get lucky, and hit one out.
Yeah.
Sad but true.
Well, last night we had winners, losers, district play, 7AAA. And, John, kind of some surprises, I guess. A few?
Yes, it was. And, you know, our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, very much updated. And we use not only the top-of-the-line technology for this scoreboard.
Yes,
did you
we
know
do.
That?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me find them first. Here we go. We want to talk about last night's games first. Big win for Laverne. First district win in 5 years. First district win for Stanton Stevens, I believe.
That's right.
And a winner over Oakland, 24-21. Siegel defeated Blackman, 42-7. It was Riverdale over Smyrna, 42-13. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, Thursday scores. We had Moore County over Eagleville, 25-20. That was quite a game, too. I heard that game was very, very close, and it went right down to the wire in that one. Let's see. Next week, we've got Blackman at Signal Mountain, Mount Jude at Laverne, Oakland at Gallatin, Maplewood at Riverdale, Siegel at Ootowa, Smyrna at Olive Branch, Mississippi. We got a lot of people traveling far, far away next week.
Well, it's non-district, so.
I wonder if Shrek will be there, but it's far, far away. Yeah. Non-district, yep. And you got to go looking for that. And then I think we have a Thursday game coming up pretty soon, too.
Yeah, the following week, Blackman is at Oakland. And then the very next night, it's a huge, huge district week. Riverdale is at Siegel. So that's the next couple of weeks of games that are coming up here on WGNS. And that will wind up our regular season slate that's already scheduled. We'll be coming out with the flex schedule pretty soon as well the second half of the year. It's kind of hard to believe by the 21st that's the second half of the season.
It's really going fast, really.
It has.
Really think about it. This show, on the other hand, is not going fast.
Dragging, isn't it?
Just kind of going, you know.
Well, let's pump it up a little bit. You want to do that?
Pump it up? Well, yeah. We've got a great guest. We've got some great guests coming up. It's never the guest. Coaches are fine.
It's just the host.
It's the host. Yeah.
We need to get some more of this great coffee here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant and get fired up.
I went off caffeine. It's really upset my rhythm. You know, no caffeine. It kind of upsets my rhythm.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's kind of messing me up.
Well, we'll see if we can't jumpstart you a little bit here.
I need it. I need it today.
Well, Ron Adelot's going to talk to you here in just a second as we continue. Apprentice Salsa Heating and Air Coaches Corner. We're live at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Hope you'll stay with us. We've got all the coaches in this morning to talk about their most recent games and the upcoming opponents here on WGNS AM/FM. Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
The time is now. Bob Bud's Auction. The time is now.
Commercial property in a prime location will be auctioned off in Clarksville, Tennessee on Thursday, September the 6th at 12 noon. Over 3 acres will be auctioned off on Franklin Street. Again, this is in Clarksville and it's a prime location. See pictures online at bobparksauction.com today.
Bob Bud's Auction.
We're at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard talking with Stacy Potts Orfis. And if it's on, under, or inside of a vehicle, they can work on it.
We do anything from small engine repairs to installing engines and transmissions. Still, even just your simple everyday things like oil changes, brakes, all suspension work, anything related to drivability concerns, emissions testing.
Plus tires and alignment at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard near the County School Board Office.
867-6622.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
While being in the big city has its advantages, we do things a little different out here at Las Casas Feed Supply. This is Coy Young at Las Casas Feed Supply on Barlow Lane. From farmers to those with a couple of pets, we serve all animals, big and small. Las Casas Feed Supply, take Highway 96 to Old Jefferson Pike, turn by Las Casas Baptist, we're less than a mile on the right on Barlow Lane.
The Prentice Alton, Heating and Air Coach's Corner, from Cedar Bucket Restaurant. On WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, where Ricky Turner is eating an egg sandwich. Man, it looked good. Bacon, eggs, wow, tomatoes. I don't see that on the menu, Coach. Ron Adelot joins us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on the Prentice Salsa Heating and Air Coaches Corner. We got really two games to talk about a little bit, and I took no notes for the game at Louisville, so we're going to chit-chat a little bit, and then we're going to talk about last night's game as well. A pretty good week. Turns out to be a short week when you play a game on Saturday. Anything different when you have a short week like that? I mean, do you have to condense some things and get ready for Smyrna after you've played on Saturday?
Yeah, preparation is primarily the worst part of it. You know, the kids are a day short on rest. So, I thought we were pretty shabby the first part of the week practicing. Then I thought things picked up about Wednesday. And, last night we had good, and we had lots of breakdowns in areas that we're going to have to get better at. But I think it's sort of kind of the week may have caught up with a little bit as well.
Well, you had a great game against Ballard, and it was a somewhat – I guess I hate to say easy win, but in a way it was not what I don't think you expected or your coaching staff.
No, we didn't. We got we got out of the gate a little bit slow. They took the opening kickoff down, I think, to the plus 40, and then we, you know, defensively held up. And, you know, I think we scored like six or seven possessions in a row, and sort of put it away. On film, we really thought they were a quality club, and you know, maybe they had a down day, maybe we had a good day. I think it may have been a combination of both, but I was surprised at how easily we won the football game.
That Kentucky air must be good for you guys. That's two years in a row that you all have gone up there and just really took care of business, haven't you?
Yeah, we actually have played well up there. Maybe we need to schedule more games in that stadium. Make that our home stadium.
Make that your regular season schedule? Yeah, okay. Yeah. And I know Dylan actually got a few carries, and I was glad to see that. And no injuries, no problem with Dylan. And he's just coming along just fine with the knee, isn't he?
Oh, he's been great. I mean, you know, and I think he's probably frustrated with me more than anything, but we're turning him loose more and more, and it's going to, you know, as we get down into the schedule, it's going to be, you know, and you know, the thing is, I think he was 5 for 5 passing last week. He's 9 of 10 last night. We had a drop on the 10th one, so, you know, he's our guy. You know, he's our contributor, and, you know, and he's doing everything he can to help the football team.
We were at the Jamboree the first night, and we saw Dylan, and it looked like he'd grown 3 inches or something. His presence on the field, he's just one of those kind of guys, isn't he? I mean, he's just a natural-born leader, I guess.
He is that, and he's not a loud leader. He's just a by-example leader, and, you know, the quiet example guys are probably the best kind. You know, the kids feed off of that, and, you know, he's one of them. He works hard. Is hard or harder than them, and so they, you know, he's earned their respect.
Well, you won last night 42-13 over Smyrna. Smyrna rebuilding a little bit, lost a lot of seniors last year, and Coach Williams has a good program. Threw a few things at you, but I know you weren't happy about some things. You mentioned it just a second ago, some breakdowns, and a lot of times it's with the special teams. Is that part of the situation too, Riverdale?
Well, we do have new kick. You know, we do have two new kickers. You know, obviously Dylan was our punter. With the knee, we're not going to use him punting. We're going to do everything we can to try to find an alternative. It seems like each week there's a breakdown in one team. We get one fix, and the other one springs a leak. We're kind of like the Aflac commercial right now. So, you know, last night was the punt team. We couldn't get a punt off, and when we did, it wasn't real good. So we'll go to work on that this week. But we're going to – you know, I'm proud of Todd Huber. He's really kicking the ball, especially the extra points off the block really well. You know, we got the kickoff is – our coverage is not good or our kick is not good. But, you know, all in all, I'm pleased with him. We're going to have to punt better, going to have to cover better, and just do some of the things that we need to do to win big football games.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some individuals. A name popped up here to me, Draco Little, had 151 yards rushing. Now, to me, that's a little bit of a new name for me. Tell me a little bit about Draco.
Well, Draco actually came to us last year from Oakland and, you know, was ineligible up until the end of the season. And then so he's been with us through spring, winter and spring, and you know, as he becomes more comfortable with what we do, you know, he's going to get more and more time because he's a kid that could, you know, athletically help us not only on offense but defensively as well. You know, we're going to have to get him to take care of the football a little bit better. He did have the one fumble that led, but he had some great runs. You know, he's a great kid and he don't quit. And, you know, we stuck him right back in there, and we're going to have to do that. I mean, you know, that's one of the things when you make a mistake, sometimes you got to climb back on and do it again, you know, and to the point where you understand that taking care of the football is the most important thing you do as a running back.
Well, he had 151 yards rushing, and then Woodruff 9 of 10 for 128 yards, and talk about some really good balance, and that's what you're looking for in your offense, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we would like to do that. I mean, you know, you sort of kind of have to take what the defense gives you, and, you know, hopefully we can exploit the things that we're given. And, you know, so I thought Dylan I thought Dylan did an outstanding job and threw some good balls. And, you know, he's just making the right reads. And, you know, and we expect that from him. And, you know, we got some breakdowns in the run game a little bit as well as I'm going through the film. But, you know, we do some good things as well. So, you know, sometimes we do good and sometimes we sort of kind of drift through things. So we're going to have to get more consistent, I think, would probably be the key word.
I want to mention one other person, Mariko Odom, who has been all over the field, and he contributes in more ways than just running the football. He catches the football. He plays good defense. Mariko's been a real workhorse for you so far.
Well, Mariko is, you know, he doesn't get enough credit. You know, we talk about Dylan, but Mariko is Dylan's go-to guy. And, you know, and like you say, he's equally as effective defensively. He makes plays. He's just a kid that knows where the ball is, and he makes plays, you know, and he's a playmaker. And big players make big plays. And Rico, week in, week out, makes those plays. He's Dylan's number one target at this point. You know, he runs the football. He blocks. I mean, the things that he does that people don't notice are what I notice the most. You know, he's unselfish. He blocks. He tackles. You know, he's a very, very smart kid. He knows what to do. He can help other kids. You know, I need him to do that a little bit more, help the other kids. His brother, Marcellus, was the same way, you know, but Marcellus was a little bit more he shared his information a little bit more. I got to get Rico to sort of kind of share, you know, because he has a very, very good mind for the game. So,
You know, the average fan sits out there and we go, wow, he can run and that kind of thing. But really, I think you made a good point there. You as coaches, you're looking at more than just the running. I mean, whether they listen, whether they block, or they're running it, what their assignment is, they do that correctly. And that is probably the hardest part of get back coaching rather than just somebody with some natural talent.
Well, sure it is. I mean, you know, that's like I tell them every day. I said, if you're a running back, you can't run the football, then you don't need to be over here. But, you know, when you get them to do those extra things, I think that's probably why, you know, kids collegiately are great players and don't play real quickly because they won't give up and fake and block and do the things that they're asked to do on top of the thing to protect the quarterback and to make the plays go. So, you know, any running back should be able to run the football, you know, and secondly, they ought to be able to catch a football. But when they start doing the little bitty things for you, that's when they get really, you know, that's when they're really impressive.
Ron Avalot, our guest here on the Prentice Ausipegan Air Coach's Corner. We'll talk a little bit about Maplewood. We got everybody goes out of district, and you get to host a game. You don't have to go to Louisville or anywhere. No, but a lot of teams are traveling this week, but you get to stay home and host a pretty good Maplewood team, always athletic, always you're going to expect that from Maplewood, I guess.
They are. They're sort of kind of the class of the Nashville area as far as public schools go. They were state runner-up last year, and you know, you flip on the film and it looks like they're just as athletic as they were last year. So, you know, we'll certainly have our hands full, and if we don't play up to standard and we do some of the things we did last night, we'll be in for a long night. So they have the potential to take the ball to the house anytime. They run very fast on defense. Got to sustain blocks. You know, it's going to be really physical. They're known to be really physical. Doris Armstrong, the defensive coordinator, does a great job of coaching those kids really hard about getting to the football, and they're going to bring a lot of physicalness to the football game. So we're going to have to be prepared to play a great football game.
Coach, we have the standings early in the year. Doesn't really mean anything, so but we're talking just to talk, okay? But you've got you, Siegel, and Laverne all 1-0. But just as last night indicated, Laverne played a great game, and Oakland's really strong. Blackman's really strong. It just goes to show you, though, that's an example where you don't know what you're going to hit when you get somewhere every Friday night in this district. It's just another example of how strong it is from top to bottom, basically.
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You just really can't afford to go in and have an off night. I mean, and, you know, if you do, you stand a chance of coming back with a loss. And the way the playoff system's set up, you know, I can't look ahead. Basically, what I've got to look at is Maplewood. I've got to make sure we take care of that. And each game that you can notch on a win is a step closer to the playoffs. I think that should be your first goal. Winning the district, yeah, that's great. But, you know, you get into the playoffs, and how long you last in the playoffs is more important than where you finish in the district. So, you know, there's some great teams lurking out there. We're three games into the schedule. You know, we're seeing improvement. We must get better in certain areas, and, you know, we got the bulk of that district schedule left. So, I know that. I'm trying not to think about that right now.
It is a tad early, isn't it? To be talking about, you know, who's on top and who's not. So, after one game.
I'm trying to keep my stress level down, and thinking about those things doesn't do that for me.
Well, next week, good luck to you against Maplewood. I did hear that Tommy Nolan had actually a chauffeur to send him to get him to Louisville. I think his SRO may have taken him where he could get there in ample time. And so he was, as long as he's comfortable, you know, everything's good, isn't it?
Amen. Amen.
You know, you're a good teacher. You don't have a comment on those kind of things.
Yeah, that's right.
Coach Ron Adelot of the Riverdale Warriors hosting Maplewood coming up on this Friday night, 7 o'clock game time. Go out to Tomahawk Stadium and check out the Warriors. We're going to continue our coach's conversation with Matt Williams of the Smyrna Bulldogs coming up with Brian Baird right after this.